Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you at Petco Park. It is Gwen. It is Chris. It is 97.3 The Fan. And joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, he's got a new book out right now. It's called KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. He covers the Golden State Warriors for The Athletic. He is Marcus Thompson, and he joins us here. Talk a little Warriors basketball. Marcus, you are a busy man right now. You're trying to get a book out there, and you're trying to see if the team you cover is going to win another championship. How are you holding up?
Man, you know, some days I feel like, or some hours really, I feel like I'm about to just like dive headfirst into a big bottle of latte. But some parts I feel strong, right? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how much sugar can you have and coffee can you have before you crash? Because I'm really testing the record here.
Marcus, I want to ask you. So you did this. You did this book on Kevin Durant. Were you given access to full access to Kevin?
Well, not full. Nah, Kevin's a difficult dude, right?
You ain't
getting
full access
to him. Yeah, nah, it didn't work like that. But, you know, I have had, you know, pretty good access over these last 3 years, especially 2 years before the book was even on the table. So access to him really wasn't the problem. You know, I needed to get, like, behind the scenes. I needed to get Rick Barnes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to get the people who know him. Like, I can go to Kevin Durant, ask him a question anytime, but I needed to get the people from behind the scenes. So That was much more difficult than dealing with KD, because, you know, KD talks, man. He's a talker. He just likes chatting. So anytime you want to chat, he can chat.
So tell us something that we may not be aware of when it comes to Kevin Durant, because I've seen him take on a different personality, it seemingly this year, where it reminds me a lot more of Kobe Bryant, where he just is not really caring about what everybody else is thinking of him. What is something we don't know about Kevin Durant?
So there's a few things, right, especially about the little stuff. But I think the bigger thing is that we just forget about the context. And that's probably because we don't know all the details. I know personally, I knew Kevin Durant as this humble superstar from Oklahoma City, right? Like, his mother was the MVP. He gave $1 million to the Tornado Relief. And he was like one of those guys, like, yeah, man, I like him. He's a good dude, right? You like him. It was all so simple and easy to kind of put him in a box. So I was like, yeah, who is this dude now, right? what happened to the other guy? But then you get to know his story. And for me, it just all started making sense. Like, the amount of death that he's dealt with, the, you know, like growing up in a single-parent household, struggling, the instability of his life. That dude went to 4 high schools. Like stuff like, yeah, you kind of know, but you don't know, right? You kind of kick it out of your mind. So at the end of it, I'm telling you, at the end of it, I was talking to people from his neighborhood, and like I'm all into PG County, right? I know everything about PG County now, right? I ain't even from there. I'm from Oakland, but now I'm a PG County historian, and it just hit me one moment, be like, you know what? Where he's from and from what he's been through, man, people are messed up, right? You don't always survive that. You come out on drugs, you in a gang, you doing crazy stuff, right? So it made me think, like, you know what? If the worst thing we can say about him is he's sensitive, like, that's not the worst. That's all right.
Right,
like, that's
right.
A victory, right? My bad, KD, right? Congratulations on surviving.
Right.
That's a great thing. Marcus Thompson is with us, writes for The Athletic. His book is called KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. I have heard a reference to that Kevin Durant would like to be considered the greatest player of all time. He's certainly starting to pile up some credentials. I mean, you're back-to-back finals MVP. You're on your way, perhaps, if he can get healthy, to a third consecutive championship. The thing I wonder about the way history will judge Kevin Durant is the fact that he's surrounded by so many other superstar players. I don't know that people realize just how great he is. I know Pippen was a good player, and there was a good supporting cast in Chicago, but Michael Jordan seemed to stand so far out that you never really considered, you know, everybody else was a supporting cast. Can Kevin Durant stand out enough to be considered the greatest?
I think we're already seeing how it's possible, right? Like, in that Clipper series when he's dropping 50 after he's like, yo, I'm Kevin Durant, y'all know who I am, and then he goes drop 50 and the series is over, right? All of a sudden, everybody's like, he's the best player in the world. Like, even Steph Curry's like, he's the best player in the world, right? It was like, yo, 2 years ago, nobody was saying that. And I do feel like there's a way he can do it. But the truth is, man, we don't even, like, we as the fan, we aren't keeping score like that. In 3 years, we'll be talking about something else. And we won't remember all this stuff. Like, we'll know it, but we changed. We hated LeBron 4 years ago. Hated him. He was a reviled figure. And now, like, oh, no way, Kevin Durant's better than LeBron. LeBron's up there with Jordan. Like,
that's
we just
so
forgot
true.
That fast. Like if it's on us to decide, we gonna keep changing. Look how fast we done forgot about Kareem. Nobody mentions Kareem, right? Like,
yeah.
We just don't. Like, if he walks out of this game with 6 titles at some moments, then here's what's going to happen. It happens all the time. It's us. It's right. Our guard, who we watch, like, I'm like, ain't nobody better than Jordan. Y'all crazy. Because I grew up on Jordan. The new people come, I'm there to remind you that Jordan was incredible. The new people will come. For those people who are 21, it's going to be Trae Young or Zion. And then them 21-year-olds is going to be 35 talking about, man, you think Zion is all that? You should have seen KD, right? Like, and it just, the cycle will continue. Just like, oh, Steph's just so great. And all the people who hated LeBron was like, hold on, before we anoint Steph, you remember that LeBron guy? And all of a sudden, LeBron was back in our good graces, and we were coming after Steph. It's us. We're the fickle ones. We're the ones who can't keep an opinion.
So true, Marcus. The Athletic's Marcus Thompson joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Marcus, one of the things that I've noticed this year, and I wonder what it's like as you covered a team. This was always, to me, no matter who was on it, even last 2 years, was always Steph Curry's team. Like, when he was there and healthy, everything just ran smoothly. What I've noticed this year is it doesn't seem like that no more. This seems like it's KD's team, at least for the time being. Is there any truth to that?
No, there's definitely a transition that is happening. And it probably was it was inevitable. This is like, so if I'm advising KD, right, and I'm not advising him, he ain't paying me, so he ain't getting no advice. But I'm going to give it to y'all for free. Like, if I was advising him, I would say, look, don't worry about right now. Like, play the long game. A year ago, 2 years ago, everybody was saying, this is Steph's team. We don't even need KD. Man, during these playoffs, oh, KD's gone. Now we're all shocked the Warriors won. Right? Like, how could they win without KD? Just in a span of 2 years. Like, even Steph is like, yeah, like, this is our guy. Draymond called him, like, he's been leading us. He's our leader. Like, this. They were just screaming at him in November.
And now
they're like, yo, this is our guy. Like, the NBA is so good, and these coaches are good, these scouts are good, eventually they're going to catch up with you. And this is why Steph Curry is a genius, because he was like, look, I know what it feels like right now, and I know it looks great, I'm getting buckets, but I know right now, if you double-team me, we kind of hurting. We need to go get somebody so you can't just relentlessly double-team me for no reason. He saw it. Like, they're going to catch up. And eventually with these guys, they'll catch up, and then there needs to be this transition from this big 4, big 5. Eventually Andre will get too old. Eventually Sean Livingston will get too old. And now you got to switch it up. So I think we're seeing, if he stays, a transition from this whole strength and numbers team, everybody, to, all right, we got the 1-2 punch of Steph and KD, and let's build around that. And you're seeing them actually do it. Like, yeah, KD, we can't win without you. Klay is the most non-sentimental dude in the world. He don't care about nothing but getting buckets. And after game 6, he was like, it don't even feel the same without KD. I'm like, what is wrong with Klay? Like, he all sentimental, like shouting out Klay in the press conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, Klay out here like, this one's for the homie KD. You know, like, what? They love, like, that's what's happening. Is this transition? If he just gives it time, things will go how they should go. Like, that's That's what I would advise him. But, again, he ain't paying me, so that's just for y'all. Don't tell him.
We'll keep it to ourselves.
Well, I'm not going to tell him, but I am going to go buy the book, because if it's half as funny as you are, Marcus, it's going to be a tremendous book. It's called KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. Marcus Thompson from The Athletic joining us. I guess the last question to ask is what you think Kevin Durant's future is going to be. Everybody is taking their guess. Everybody has their report coming out. But I just get the sense, Marcus, that nobody really knows what Kevin Durant's going to do. And at this point, probably not even Kevin Durant knows. What do you think?
I'm with you on this one. And even if he thinks he knows, I think there are so many things that can happen between now and then that changes his mind. Like so whatever you think he knows right now, you still got 2 months, right? I don't know how you could possibly know. Like, what if hold the whole part of package of the Knicks, right? Let's say the Knicks have already told Kevin Durant, if you come, here's what we got. And it was like Zion. Like, that's changed now. Right now, what are they going to do with this pick? Now they got to nail the pick. Or now they got to flip that pick and get somebody. And we've seen from LeBron, you just don't get the – this ain't like the ESPN trade machine, right, where you just be like, all right, I'll give you Kuzma, Ingram, and Ball. Like, sometimes that stuff don't work out, right? And then there's this other part where it's like, no shade, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in Oakland, I grew up on the Warriors, so I know what it's like to go through 40 years of wilderness. But since when are we so certain that the Knicks will have everything work out for them?
Like, I don't know how people are so certain about this.
What universe is this we're in? Like, is this like the Avengers and we went to a time machine and I don't know where I'm at now? Like, all of a sudden, everything is just going to fall in place for James Dolan? I don't know if I buy that.
I'm not going to buy it.
I certainly don't buy it.
But I am going to buy the book. I'm getting it. Marcus, great stuff. Enjoy talking with you. Go have yourself a latte, as you said. Try to relax a
double
little
shot.
Bit. Enjoy the playoffs, and good luck with the book
it's
going
too late,
forward.
Man. I'm amped.
Well, Let's go. Do have another hour on the show. If you want to just hang, we can try to get rid of some of that restless energy.
I gotta go get my daughter, right? But I think I can walk at this point. I don't even need the car. I can walk over there. I'm a speedwalk to pick her up.
Hey,
thanks, Marcus.
Great stuff, Marcus. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.